Better than nothing is the way agriculture is looking at the short-term retroactive extension of certain tax credits passed by the House of Representatives last week. American Farm Bureau Federation tax specialist Pat Wolf says the legislation will help farmers and ranchers this year.
Any newer used piece of equipment or other business expense that a farmer made during the year will be tax deductible, assuming this bill gets the whole way to the president. Last week, farmers had no idea whether or not they were going to be able to take this tax credit, and now there's about 90% certainty that they're going to be in place.
National Cattlemen's Beef Association Director of Legislative Affairs Kent Baucus says the extension basically just puts farmers and ranchers back in the same boat they've been in every 1 or 2 years for a long time now.
This one-year extension is only going to be for 2014. This just creates more confusion because we'll be operating under an expired tax code in 2015. So hopefully what this means is that we're going to have more attention placed on tax reform and getting something done so that our businesses can operate under a secure tax code, something that's predictable.
Baucus says they had been optimistic that a longer-term deal would have been reached this year.
You know, following the election and up until Thanksgiving, there was a brief window of optimism regarding tax extenders. There was a real sense of bipartisanship, and the White House and congressional leaders appear to be focused on the same agenda items, which were, let's fund the government and let's take care of tax extenders. Unfortunately, that all fell apart over Thanksgiving. And now, due to partisan shots over tax cuts and tax credits, a lot of that positive momentum is stalled.
Incoming Senate Finance Chairman Orrin Hatch of Utah says it was the threat of a White House veto that put the chill on a long-term tax extenders package.
Rather than the certainty that would come with making some of the more prominent individual and business tax extenders permanent, families, individuals, and businesses will have to once again put long-term plans on hold in hopes that the Congress can get its act together the next time around.
The Senate is expected to vote on the short-term tax extenders bill Wednesday. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.